My name is Jackson Scott, and I am a sewer here at Nick's.
What is this boot called?
It's going to be called the JS64. It's the shrunken bison leather, and I got chocolate on the lowers and brown on the uppers.
What made you choose those two leathers?
I've been really intrigued with the bison ever since it became an option here at Nick's. And before I got hired on here, I was probably going to order a bison boot. So it just kind of became a happy miracle that I got hired and got to make this one.
What are the unique features of that boot?
There's a couple different things that I decided to go with. For one, normally our brown boots get brown stitching, but I chose black. I also went with a black tongue. I kind of like that contrast, so that was the decision-making process behind that. I also don't really like an eyelet all the way up to the top, so I went with hooks, speed hooks all the way up to the top. And I guess not many people do two-tone boots as well, so kind of unique feature there.
Is there anything you would change about the boot if you were to make it again?
Part of me thinks that I should have gone all chocolate, but I think the color difference between the two kind of helps make it a little bit cooler, in my opinion, that is. And I don't know. Sometimes I'm not sure if going with the bison leather was the right choice, just because I'm not entirely sure how abrasion resistant it might be and stuff like that. But honestly, in these last couple months, it's been holding up really well. So I think I made the right choice there.
What's your favorite part about working here at Nick's?
That's a tough one, because I really enjoy my job. I really enjoy the sewing aspect of it and working with the leather and everything. But after starting here just a handful of months ago, everyone's been incredibly nice. There truly is a pretty awesome family here at Nick's, so I'm really happy to be a part of that. And it's all just kind of coming together really well, so I'm happy for that.
What drew you to Nick's? What made you want to work here?
So I just recently moved from Cincinnati, Ohio to Spokane. So it was kind of a cross-country endeavor. And kind of like I was saying before, I was probably going to buy a pair of Nick's. That was kind of saving up the money, getting ready for the purchase kind of thing. Still trying to figure out what model of boot I wanted to go with, what kind of configuration and stuff like that. So when I got here and realized that this was an option, saw you guys were hiring, jumped at the chance, and like I said, just happy it all kind of worked out the way it did.
What would you tell someone when they're buying their first pair of boots? If they, should they go custom, go fully in depth, or should they buy a classic configuration?
Going the custom route is definitely nerve-wracking. I had this kind of built up in my head for the better part of a year before I had the confidence to actually place the order. So I understand that that's a nerve-wracking and tough decision, especially with how much the boots cost and everything. So I get that. It would be a simpler choice to go down the ready to ship list or the ones that are already built and everything, and you don't have to change. But at the same time, having a boot that is kind of only yours, that you designed, even if it is somewhat partially and stuff like that, I think it's a really cool feature to have. So I'm proud to have designed these, even if it is off of boots that were already made here and everything. I didn't necessarily choose crazy design features or anything like that, but still a fun boot. It's just a tough choice to go custom or not. It'd be really cool to go custom, but it's pricier. It sometimes takes longer depending on what choices you go with and stuff like that. Whereas if you get the standard Builder Pro, that could be out within a lot quicker than some of the custom builds. So, kind of depends on your situation, how you feel about the whole thing. If you don't get so crazy nervous about doing a custom boot, then go custom. I don't know, man.
I need a lace-to-toe. A lot of people don't like lace-to-toes.
I love lace-to-toes.
Yeah, please.
I think they just look really good in terms of the proportions, the everything like that. And I think I like a vamp over quarter kind of style boots versus vamp under quarter. So
yeah. This is, I guess, backtracking a little. What's the hardest part of your job?
I wasn't crazy experienced at sewing before doing this. So just getting up to speed and actually performing at like the amount of boots that we want made, like per person and stuff like that. Like getting up to that was pretty tough. But I mean, I've worked with some heavy machinery and stuff beforehand, so I enjoy being back here. The noise doesn't bother me. The all that other stuff's all cool. So I'm just glad it's not difficult sewing in these things. If you guys like the JS64, go pick up your own. Hopefully it turns out as good as mine did. Thank you.